بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal in our class today, studying the rulings of riba, which is one of the major sins in Islam, and riba is known as usury. And we take some of the rulings on that topic, and also the ruling on exchange, exchanging currencies or exchanging goods with each other. The first hadith, hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, and it is number 275, and who would like to read it? Yes.
Narrated Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gold for gold is riba, except if it is give and take simultaneously. And silver for silver is riba, except if it is give and take simultaneously. And wheat grain for wheat grain is riba, except if it is give and take simultaneously. And barley for barley is riba, except if it is give and take simultaneously.
Very well. Hadith number 276. Yes, go ahead please.
Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not sell gold for gold unless equivalent in weight, and do not sell less amount for greater amount or vice versa, and do not sell silver for silver unless equivalent in weight, and do not sell less amount for greater amount or vice versa, and do not sell gold or silver that is not present at the moment of exchange for gold or silver that is present. In another narration, hand by hand, and in another narration, except when the weight is equivalent, exactly, and similar.
Very well. Now, what we understand from these two hadiths, and there are so many more. So, generally speaking, to set the foundation, what is riba? Riba is divided into two types. The greater type is riba nasi'a, which deals with time, that it is not present in the sense that take and give, rather it is delayed. So you give now and take later on. And this is the meaning of a nasi. A nasi is to delay or postpone. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ, meaning that changing the months from today and said, no, let's not have Muharram today. Muharram is a sacred month. Let's have it after 2 months so that we can fight today. This is nasi. So the most and principal type of riba is an-nasi, which is delaying the time. I give you something and then take it back later on, accordance of time. Now, this is branch number one. Branch number two is riba al-fadl. And riba al-fadl is the difference in weight or size or quantity. And it is limited in the types that we will inshallah come to explain and elaborate more on. For example, I have gold and you have gold. I'd like to exchange this, give you my gold and take your gold. This is permissible with two conditions. It has to be hand by hand, as the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and it has to be equal. So 10 grams of 18 carats has to be in exchange for 10 grams of 18 carats, give and take. And you will find that the Prophet ﷺ re-emphasized weight, the same weight to be equivalent, hand by hand, weight by weight. All of these are emphasis, same meaning, but repeating it once and twice and three times elaborates and highlights the importance of such a transaction. So these are two types of riba. The third type of riba that people and scholars include is the riba of the debt. It's not selling and buying, it's a debt. So I give you a pen, for example, on the account that in 2 months' time you return it 2 pence. This is not selling, this is a debt. So this also falls under the riba. Now, what is the principal hadith in riba? It is the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ lists down to us the categories of riba. How many are there? There are six. 2 and 4. The first two scholars all agree that they share the same reason for making it haram: gold and silver. And the other four also are a category by their own. What are they? They are wheat, barley, dates, and salt. Now, these are two different and separate categories as the consensus of scholars. One is gold and silver. The other one are the four things that are consumed. What is the illah? What is the cause or the reason behind making these two types in riba? Because we have to know, can we also compare and use the analogy to include other substances under it, or only gold and silver? It's an issue of dispute. Some say that it's only gold and silver. The vast majority of scholars say no, this is not only limited to gold and silver. Riba is not only limited to gold and silver. A lot is included in underneath. And they differ with in regards of the illah, of the reason. What is it? The most authentic opinion, without going into deep details, is the choice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on his soul, that the reason for having gold and silver among the types of riba is that they are considered to be a price. So whatever the people agree upon to be a price of something, then this falls under a riba. What do you mean price of something? Meaning that it has the buying power used between the people as something to buy and sell. Why do we open this topic? Because now we look at what the people use as a power to buy things. What do we use? Currency. We use money. Therefore, money falls under the category of gold and silver. And that is why if you have €1 million and a year passes by, you have to pay 2.5% zakat. You cannot say, sorry, zakat is only for gold and silver, and this is neither gold nor silver. And this means that if I give you €100,000 and you give me 110 in return, this is not permissible because it's the same type. So gold and silver, the reason for making them part of the riba is because they have the buying power. They are considered to be a form of currency. Understood, inshallah. The other four types, scholars differ. Some say because it is food. Some say because it is something that is weighed, again, or measured by size, by sa'. Some say because it can be consumed. Yani some say it can be consumed. Some say, no, it can be stored. I can keep it for a year and nothing happens to it. If I keep tomatoes, what will happen? It will rot, it will decay. But in case of barley, wheat, dates, and salt, this can stay for a long time and people could eat on it. The most authentic opinion on what can be considered to be riba types is that anything that is weighed or measured by size can be consumed and can be stored. So if one says, do we consider rice to be part of the types that fall under riba? Is it? We look at the three conditions. One, is it weighed or measured by size? Yes. Do people eat it? Can it be stored? And then it falls under the category. One says, okay, can I sell a car for two cars? Or this is riba? It's not riba because it does not fall under the six types, the six categories. Okay, can I sell an egg for two eggs? The majority of scholars say, what? Can I? Okay, who says no, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have a break and then we will find out if they were right or wrong, so stay tuned.